Okay guys, what's up? It's Helena, and today I will be reading the subreddit No Sleep, and the title of this one is My Patient Has Been Dead for 2 weeks, but my boss keeps making me show up for work. What the fuck? Okay, let's just get to it. Okay. Whew! Okay. I'm an at-home nurse. I work with all types, adults, kids, wheelchair-bound, special needs, dementia, etc. I've been an at-home nurse for 15 years now, and I like to think I'm pretty good at it. I've always been patient and thorough in my work, and in this business, those two things are very important. Anyhow, on Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and Saturdays, I work with an autistic, Down's, and paralyzed man. We will call him Gene. Now, I've been working with Gene for a few years now. He's a sweetheart, but he's stubborn and sometimes throws dangerous tantrums. I've been hit several times while working with Gene. He usually doesn't remember the episodes. If I can see them coming, I usually back away and give him space. Sometimes I'm just too close, though. 2 weeks ago, I was getting ready for work and I got a call from Gene's caseworker, and she told me to hang tight because Gene was in the hospital and she wasn't sure on the details. I called Gene's stepfather, which I guess isn't technically allowed, but I've known the family for years. His stepfather told me he had a stroke and they haven't been given any updates. 2 days later, Gene died. I was beside myself. My heart broke. The funeral was huge. Everyone in the community came out. I spoke, sobbed, and exchanged funny stories with Gene's family. I even saw my caseworker, Stacy, there that handled Gene's case. Stacy and I talked for a while. She told me if I needed some time before taking another case, just to let her know. The funeral was nice, but I felt drained. I took some time off and messaged Stacy and told her I was ready to get another case. She sent me a message early one morning telling me she had a case and it was close to my house. She asked if I could be there at 11. I said sure. She said, okay, I'll text you the address. 1216 Westgate Drive. What? That's Jean's address. Surely she wasn't playing a joke. I messaged her back and she responded, no mistake, that is the address. Please head over and clock in as usual. I just sat there stunned for a minute. I honestly didn't know what to do. I drove over there, I knocked on the door, and Gene's mom answered. Hey, Macy. Gene's already awake. He's ready for his meds and shower. Do you think you can check his catheter to make sure it's still placed right? I felt my face go whitewash. I don't understand. Why don't you understand, baby? He's ready to go. The catheter just looks a little worn, so I was just concerned about it. If you think it's fine, though, I trust you. You're the expert here. I stumbled over the stoop through the front door and almost knocked her down. Whoa, baby, you okay? You don't look well today. I didn't even answer. I just looked at her in utter confusion. I walked down the hallway and approached Jean's door. I reached for the knob and hesitated. What the fuck is happening? Am I crazy? I opened the door slowly and the smell was knocked me to my feet. I gagged as I pushed it down farther. There he laid in his Medline bed with his BiPAP breathing mask on. Eyes closed. What the fuck is a BiPAP? I think it's like a that weird clear thing that people put on their mouth. I don't know, I'm not a nurse. Eyes closed. His body was rotting. I was just in disbelief. I was at the funeral, the open casket funeral, and I watched him get lowered into the ground. As I was about to walk out, I heard movement. No, there's no way. I turned around and his head was now facing me, eyes open. I ran out and into the bathroom and puked my breakfast up. Jean's mom ran into the bathroom. Baby, you okay? Did you eat something bad? Do you need anything? Some water? I stood up and wiped the remaining puke off my face. What the fuck is going on, Mrs. Kasson? Kasson? I'm gonna say Kasson. She stepped back and put her hand on her chest as if I offended her, and I probably did. She's an old Bible-thumping Baptist Southern lady. I was just offering you some help, Missy. You don't have to. And then, stop. Why am I here? Gene is dead. The funeral was 2 weeks ago. Is this a sick fucking joke? His rotting body's in his bed. Who dug him up? Or more importantly, why? Macy, you aren't well. Maybe you should take the day off. I can handle Gene today. I laughed in disbelief. Handle him? Ha. The coroner needs to be handling him. What the hell is going on here? Now, Macy, I've known you for years, but you are not going to come in my home cursing me and talking to me this way. Take the day off. I got in my car and drove straight to the main office. I walked in and the receptionist said, oh, hello, how can I help you? I brushed right by her and walked towards Stacy's office. Ma'am, you can't do that. Ma'am, wait. Fuck a clearance. I need to see her now. I bust through Stacy's office and she was with a client. I need to speak with you, Stacy. Macy, I'm with a client right now. You are now. My voice almost sounded demonic. The client stood straight up and walked out, leaving Stacy and I in the room. Stacy looked scared. You want to tell me what the fuck is going on, Stacy? She looked offended. What are you talking about? Did something happen at work? Ha! Did something happen at work? Where to start? First, you send me to my dead patient's house. Then you get this, you get his family on it. And last, you guys put his dead and rotting corpse in his bed. I'm calling the police on you guys. You're sick and I quit. Macy, maybe I need to grab Roger and you haven't evaluated. You aren't well. Fuck you, Stacy. You aren't gonna make me feel crazy. We sat beside each other at his fucking funeral. What funeral? Gina's not dead, Macy. Are you okay? I'm seriously worried about you. Besides, you're on a contract. You cannot quit. I still need you at Gina's. Fuck a contract. I ain't taking care of no corpse. The remainder of the day, she messaged me telling me everything that they could do to me if I broke my contract. I weighed my options and it didn't look like I have much of a choice. Saturday, I showed up for work. Jean's mom opened the door. I greeted her and she greeted me. We kept it short and businesslike. I walked back to the room and before I even got halfway down the hall, I could smell it. I couldn't even stand up straight. If you ever smelled a dead body, that's one thing, but a rotting one. I walked in and his normally dark skin has turned green and black. I puked again. Miss Kaysen walked in. Now listen here, Maisie. I've talked to Stacy. You need to do your routine with Jean today. Please don't make me call her. I emptied Jean's full catheter bag. I gave him his normal bed bath, skin sludged and flaked off him. I got him dressed. I used the Hoyer lift and sat him in his wheelchair. I wheeled him out to the living room and left him. Did you ask him what he wanted for breakfast? You're fucking kidding me. Now why would I do that? Then I remember what Stacy is threatening me with. I rolled my eyes. Jean, you want cereal for breakfast? Cool. I made the cereal, rolled him up to his table. I sat in another room for the rest of my shift. When it was time for me to leave, I said goodbye to Miss Kaysen. Somehow, Jean had rolled into the other room and was blocking the door out. How did he get over here? I pushed him away from the door and stared out the door. I turned around and he was facing me. His eyes were wide open. He had a disturbing grin on his face. The skin around his grin was torn. I ran at the door and puked in the yard. I can't do this. I can't go back. I'll take what Stacy's threatening. Nothing can be worse than this, right? Tomorrow's Tuesday and I'm beginning to think I can't handle the lies Stacy will give me if I quit on this contract. What state will he even be in tomorrow? Tomorrow, I have to go back. What the fuck? Oh my god. It is literally 10:30 p.m. and I have a final tomorrow. What the fuck? What? Oh, wait, so... Oh my god! Jesus Christ. My freaking Spotify just popped up on my screen and it was an ad of Conan Gray. What? Jesus Christ. Okay. Oh, Lord. That's terrifying. Oh my god. Oh. Ah! Okay. I don't wanna. Okay. I think that's it. I'm kinda terrified. That's low-key scary. Okay. Thanks for listening, and I will be back with another horror story, and maybe I'll be with a friend. Bye.